From a Tosis here in the Agadah to Gemara, we have five different halachis that come from it. The first I'd like to share with you is a dvar halacha from Rav Palm. But first of all, the Tosis. Tosis here says on Dalet Amud Beis, and we had an identical Tosis in Brachis on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about Bilam's cursing of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that Bilam knew to figure out what time, the moment that a Kaddish Baruch Hu has a Zam, and at that time to curse Klal Yisrael. So Tosis asks, the Gemara says, how long is the Kas of Hashem Rega? How long is Rega? Kememre, the amount of time it takes to say the word Rega. So how much cursing could you do in that amount of time? The amount of time it says Rega, how much cursing could a person do? So Tosis has two pshatim. The first pshat is he would have said kalem. Kalem is like rega. Kalem, destroy them, that would have been Bilam's curse. Then Tosis brings a second teretz. He said, Rebbe Eliyahu, one of Bali Tosis, Hayyimer, Hayyimer Farish, Shein Tzarech Rat Lahaskel Kilolosei Boisei Rega. He says that if the klala begins at the moment of anger, so the continuation of the klala would all be nichlal as if it was said in the beginning of that. That's what Tosis says. Now to turn to Mishnah Berurah, to Shulchan Aruch, we'll come back to Tosis. In Shulchan Aruch, well, one of the difficult halachis that many people just ignore is the following. The beginning of Simen Kuf Tes. Hanichnas l'beis ha-kneses u'matzah tziba mispalim. You can come into shul in the davening. Im yachal haskel v'ligmar kaidim sheyegiya shleyatziba l'kedusha oy l'kadish yispal. What it says is that if you have a choice between davening tefillah b'tzibur and missing kedusha, you know if you daven tefillah b'tzibur you'll miss kedusha. It's either daven b'tzibur miss kedusha or wait, say kedusha and then daven b'yichidus. So the Mechaber says that you should only daven if you can finish in time for Kedusha, vim lav, al yispal, and if not, don't daven, imein ha-shoi veras, unless it's the end of his man tefillah. It's a problem for many people, especially people who daven in places of work, where sometimes it's just very, very fast, and you're going to miss Kedusha, you know, every day, you daven shemid esrei, you miss Kedusha. So what do you do? Shulchan Aruch says that Kedusha is more important than tefillah b'tzibur. So the Bir Halacha deals with it, and he brings a Prima Gadim. A very geshmak of Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says, 1 minute, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Hanichnas l'beis ha-kneses u'matzah tzibur mispalim. You're walking in, you find them davening. So now you have to start, so when you're going to start now, you're going to miss Kedusha. So don't miss Kedusha. But the Prima Gadim says, Zeh lav tefila tzibur gemura mikri. That's not a real tefila b'tzibur. You came when they were in the middle. He says, however, if you're starting with them, im hisl b'shava efshir, kivan da'atach alav chilas b'al b'tzibur, v'chiev anias kedusha les alav, davin tefila b'tzibur. Saying this is, even though I don't think people know the Shaka V'tariya, but this is the halacha, that if you're starting with them, even though you know you always miss kedusha, so start with them. If you come in late and you're going to miss Kedusha, so don't start. It's better to wait for Kedusha and then daven b'yichidus. And even that, the Bir Halacha says, tzarachin, if you could start with them or not. In Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe says he doesn't understand. What's the difference if you start with them and you don't start with them? Even if you start with 10 people, for Baruch and Atta, you're with 10 people. You know, a lot of times, I'm still before Mogen Avram, and I hear somebody clapping, you know, or when they switch to the same bracha, the same talamater, I hear people saying out loud, the same talamater, and I'm still, you know, by Mechaya Mason. People daven, don't daven in sync. So Ramesh is matmiya on this thing. It's a problem. And that's a malach is a problem. If you go in a place where you know you'll miss Kedusha, how do you start? Ramesh says he doesn't understand the Bir Halacha, the Prima Gadim's Pshara. What's the difference if you start together? By the time you get 5 words in, you're not davening word for word with a minion of people. So what does it help? This is Rav Moshe's Tamiya on this Prima God. So Rav Pam said that like this Taisus, it's very Gishmak. Taisus says, if Bilam would have said his first word of Klala in a Shas Rega, the whole Klala is Nigrar after the first minute. Whatever it is in the first minute is Mashpia, and the whole Tefillah is Nigrar after the beginning. So if it's that way by a klala, the stomach is that way by Tzolah B'tzibur, the Tzara Taiv is always better than the Tzara Ra. So here also, if you start Baruch with 10 people are saying it together, so Ramashi is, so what does it help? By the time you get to Ata Hashem or Magin Avram, there's no 10 people. That doesn't matter. As long as the Haskalah was together, everything after that is Nigrar after the beginning. The mood of the beginning creates sort of the whole davening. This is Rav Pam's teretz on Rav Moshe's kasha. So, having seen this over the years, I found more and more places where this comes up. In Siman Kuf Chav Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah talks about Ahaycha Shmein Esrei. So he says that if you're going to miss this Zman Tefillah, you should say Ahaycha Shmein Esrei. It also happens to be a Prima Gadim there. He says that if you're davening, you see this Zman Tefillah these days is about, even the second Zman Tefillah is about 10 o'clock. So if a person is ready by 10 o'clock and the Chazan sees that he's going to daven Shachris, he's going to daven Chazaras HaShatz, he's not going to have this Zman Tefillah. So if he's not going to make this Zman Tefillah, do Ahaycha Shmein Esrei. And the whole Tziba should say it together with the Chazan, they should do Ahaycha Shmein Esrei. Mishnah Berurah's Lashon, when it says, if you miss the Zman, it says, Sheyigmar HaTfilah Kaidim HaZman. Zman Tfilah, you have to get the whole davening in before the Zman. Darach HaShulchan here argues, disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. And he brings the Artaisis. Now that's a big chiddush. Rav Pam is saying that Tfilah B'tzibur, if your first word is B'tzibur, everything is Nigra. Darach HaShulchan says it about Zman Tfilah. Says the same thing, if the big first word of Shemayna Esrei is Zman Tefillah, then even if the rest of the Shemayna Esrei is later, it's all Nigrar after the beginning. So even if you could just start the beginning before this Zman Tefillah, or he says the same thing in Hilchas Mincha, the whole thing is Nigrar after it. Also using this Taisus. What? Is Zman Kriya Shema the same? I'm not sure. Here, I don't. Maybe it is the same. I don't know. You'll see in a minute that it's brought in other cases, but I don't know. A third place I saw this is the Machtas Hashekel in Siman Vav in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. He talks there about people who say Tillim every day. It's better to say Tillim before davening, or is it better to say Tillim after davening? Now, whatever you do is good, but if you have a choice, let's say if somebody says the Yayin, says all the Tefillin. The Tillim of a Yayim, where he says even one capital a day, better to do it after davening or before davening. So the Maxis HaShekel and Sefkat Nizayin brings from Darizal that it's better to do it after davening. And he says, and so again, this Taisus. He says, if you start at Tillim, you don't have Tillim B'tzibur by Tillim. You say Tillim, it's not Tillim B'tzibur. He says, if you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you start B'tzibur. So whatever tefillah is nimshach afterwards, it's all nimshach after the very beginning where you started the tefillah together. So these are three places. You have by Zman Tefillah, by Tillim, and here. Now here, it's possible to stretch it a little further, and I've seen some who want to stretch it further. It's an interesting kasha. A question you like, because it can make Sheva Brachas Torah if you have a good teretz, but the question is this. We all know, if you start a suda on Shabbos, and it goes to after Shabbos. Now Shabbos is a bad example, because this place is Shabbos. But let's say on Chanukah, you start a meal, or Purim, you start a suda on Purim. And you don't bench till after Purim. You start a suda on Rosh Chodesh, you don't bench till after Rosh Chodesh. So it says in Siman Kuf Peches, that you say Al Aviyavai, you say Al Anisim. If you started the Suda in his man, a man, a Meir's man, So in Birchas Hamazon, you say it. So the question is, why by Sheva Brachas it's not that way? Let's say someone's last day of Sheva Brachas was today. So he would have to get to benching by nightfall. Whatever you hold Shkia, it says. You can't say Sheva Brachas after nightfall. If you started the Suda earlier, and it's already after dark, you can't say Sheva Brachas anymore. So Manishtana, what's the difference between that benching, you say Men Amayir, if you just started before, and Sheva Brachas, you don't. What's the difference? So the suggestion is this. In Kuf Pei Ches, where it says if you started the Suda and it goes into the night, you say Men Amayra. The Gra there at Sechen Su Yerushalmi, which is always similar to this Taisus, that the beginning, everything is Nigrar after the beginning. What's the idea? Same idea. You start a Purim Suda, the whole Suda has the feel of a Purim Suda. It's like you start a Shemini Esrei with Tzibur. The whole thing has a feel of a... Same thing, you start a Suda, the whole Suda has a feel of a Purim Suda. And Memela, you bench, you say, Man, I'm a Ira. The Suda is Mechayiv, the benching. What's Mechayiv Sheva Brachas? The benching is Mechayiv. The Suda is not Mechayiv Sheva Brachas. You have to have a Suda. But in the middle of the Suda, there's a Tshuva Nigras Maishi. He says, why do the people want to leave in the middle of the Suda? Somebody's in a chassid, he wants to leave early. It happens sometimes. So it ever occurred to you, you're at a wedding, and you make a mezumin around the table, why don't you say Sheva Brachas? Why don't you say Sheva Brachas? So the answer is, the Suda is not Mechayiv Sheva Brachas. In the middle of Suda, you can't say Sheva Brachas. Birchas Hamazon is Mechayiv. The idea that you're being a Mavarech, once you're being a Mavarech, it's Mechayiv you to be Mavarech Chasam Vakala as well. But you can't do it in the middle of the Suda. If it's getting late, you're going to say, let's do Sheva Brachas and finish the Suda. You can't. Because by the Suda is the beginning of the Suda is Nimshach all the way. It pulls Purim, it pulls Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is, to the end. So you bench on the Chi of Suda. The Chi of Sheva Brachas is Birchas Hamazon is the Mechayiv. It says Birchas Hamazon is a Mechayiv, so theoretically, if you stop Birchas Hamazon before Shkia and you finish later, so it would seem that according to this Lamdis, you should be able to say Sheva Brachas. But it's not the Suda that's a Mechayiv. So at any rate, this is the aside of this Taisus, that things are Nigrar after the mood in the beginning, and probably that's why we're Mesameach Chasam Kala, we want the beginning. I always wonder why it's a mitzvah to be Mesameach Chasam Kala the first week. You know, the first week they're happy anyway. There should be a mitzvah, misameach them like the first anniversary. Well, second, or tenth anniversary, special mitzvah, misameach chasam v'kala. But it seems that mood things are nigrar after the beginning. It's a good beginning. It's nigrar, I don't know how long, deval, it's I'm over 30 years, it's still going strong, but the stomach wears off at some point. But at least there's this idea that the beginning is the mamshach. All right, so these are, I mentioned five cases, I mentioned four. This ties his first Ramesh's case with Minyan, Rapam said, and Zman Tfilah, Dar HaShulchan says, and Arizal, with somebody who says Tehillim, and someone says Tehillim, and also this case of Birchas Hamazon and benching where it comes up. And in all these cases, you have this idea that it's Nigrar after the beginning. It's a wonderful raya. It's a raya from Bilam. Yeah, good Shabbos, everybody.